Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Vav. So the Mishnah, Ha'av u'bnoi sh'roh s'chodesh. You have a father and son who saw the chodesh, that saw the new moon. Yelchu, they should go and go to Beis Din. Lo shem yitztarfim zeh v'zeh. They can't join together to testify because they are craving. El Hashem yiposel echad mehem yitztarf ha'shein yimacher. Maybe one of them will come posel. So the other one will be ready to be able to join somebody else. So if they both come, maybe one of them will be used. Rav Shimon argues, he says, "Avu b'noi v'chol ha'kravim, k'shem le'edus ha'chodesh." Father and son and any other relative can join together for the edus of the chodesh. There was a story with Tuvia the doctor. Shiraz ha'chodesh b'Yerushalayim hu u'b'noi v'avdei m'shuchur. So he saw the new moon. It was in Yerushalayim. It was him, his son, and his released slave. They accepted him and his son because kravim are kosher leedus achodesh, according to this shita, but they did not allow the slave to testify. Because they held that you need to be a miyuchas in order to testify, and even meshuchar, a freed slave, is not. When they went to Beis Din, not the Kriyanim, the regular Beis Din, so they accepted the him and his slave, his released slave, but not his son. They held that Kriyim are Apostle like Eidus HaChodesh. Says the Gemara, time of the Reb Shimon, what's the reason of Reb Shimon that Kriyim can testify in Eidus HaChodesh? Ket Chilasa, like the first Kiddush HaChodesh. V'yirme Hashem el Moishe ve'el Aharon, HaChodesh hazeh lachem, Rosh Chodashim. So you learn it from when it says Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh Nisan, Kishbuch speaks to Moshe and Aaron. So Moshe and Aaron are brothers, and Kishbuch speaks to both of them. See the Kravim are kosher in this Eidus. Kiblo Kriyani Moshe is Bnoi Upostos Avdoi. Why didn't he accept a slave? Mishum Psul. What's the Psul? He's not Miyuchas. Doesn't have the Yichus that they require for Eidus. Kishbuch the Bezin Kiblo Oysov is Avdoi Upostos Bnoi. Why? Why did the place of the son Mishum Karev? And they did not hold you need to have a Miyuchas to do the Eidus. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah Eloim Apsulim. The following are the ones that are possible to testify. Now, as Reb Chaim points out, anybody who's Oivil Divrei Torah is possible to Eidus, that we know. But we're going to bring you a list of Isurim which only possible mid the Rabbanon, and therefore there's a Chiddush is possible to Eidus. The first one is a Masachi Bekubio, is a type of bet they do with pieces of wood. And this is considered to be only Isur the Rabbanon, because the people feel the one who's paying is agreeing to pay. So he doesn't think that he's doing any Isur. You talk about a ribis de rabbanon, which is ribis sheinu k'tzutzu. It's not a set amount of ribis. And mefrichi yoinin, there's two explanations in the Bavli what it is. Either it's another type of bet, that they bet which dove will win the race, or we talk about someone who is able to attract doves from their nests, and they're not considered to belong to the owner because there's no kinyan by the doves. The soichere shvi, someone does business with payers, with fruits of Shemitah. And this goes according to Man D'Omer that Shemitah is banaz de rabbanon. The avodim in slaves, the Reb Chaim says, some don't have the gears of avodim because avodim is pasul deraisa. Zeklal, here's the rule: kol edus sheneishu k'shera lo afhem inong shem. Whenever a woman can't testify, then they can't testify either, because some eduyos we allow women to testify, so they can testify as well. But anything that a woman can't testify, they cannot testify either. So the Gemara edlum psulim sarik bekubio. What is that? It's a sarik befisvesim, piece of wood. Different ways, different games that are all based on betting, such as pizvasim or peels of nuts and pomegranates. So when they're going to change their state and you can accept it to have edus, in other words, when do we know they did tshuva? When he breaks this piece of wood, they'll check him to see that he's not betting. He's going to come back to do a full chazara. What's a full chazara? That they're never going to do it even for free. Even if they don't do it for money, they won't play this game. Malva beribis, zeshu malva beribis. We mentioned the Mishnah that it's talking about ribis derabonon. So when do you accept him back? When he hears his documents that say that he can extract ribis. They check him out. Chazara gemura means he's not going to lend even to a goy, because he's completely going to remove himself for this action. Mafrichi yoinim, zushu mamri yoinim. So either talk about they're racing the yoinim or they attract the yoinim. chad v'meyoinim, chad lam reshar, behim v'yochai v'oivet as benetz yoinim, or other animals, v'masai mekabon oiso, when you accept him back, v'shi yishbor es pegimov, when he breaks the piece of wood, that's how he attracts or pushes the doves, v'ibadik will be tested, it doesn't do it anymore. We continue that v'yudav on base, v'yachso v'chazor gemur. You won't do it even after money, or you won't do it even in the midbar when there's no gezel at all. Soich Shvi is a Togar Shvi, someone who sells the fruits of Shemitah. Ezu Soich Shvi is a Shu Yoshev Ubota Kol Shnei Shavua. We talk about a spell in specific that the entire 6 years before Shemitah, he doesn't do any work. Kvanshigia Shvi is a Chim Mavshilis Yodov, and then he picks up, opens his hand, Venois Venois in Paris Avir. Meaning his only business is from the fruits of Shemitah. And the simple understanding is someone who does business throughout all the years and he also does it Shemitah, he's not included in what Rabbanan said not to accept into Eidus. It has to be someone that the only business he has is Shemitah business. So when do you accept him back? Comes the next Shemitah, you test him, meaning he's not doing anything with Perish Shemitah at all. So he has to wait for the next Shemitah in order to be able to accept him back. Tani Rabbi Yosi Oimer Shnei Shivi Yois. It has to be checked and tested for two Shemitahs, meaning the next Shemitah and the Shemitah after that, 14 years later. Tani B'Shem Nechem Mechazeres Momon Loi Chazeres Tzorim. It's not enough for him to do tshuva in mouth. He has to give back the money he made. V'yomer Helechem Matayim Zuz. Here's the money. V'chakim L'Aniyim. Give it to the poor. Mashi Istakarti Yipesevera. The money that I made from the fruits of Shemitah. Hoisivu Aleim. They added to the list the ones that are Apostle Eidus. Haroim, the shepherds, who send the animals to go and graze in other people's fields. Ve'acham sonim, people that take money for items of their other people and pay them. So it looks like they're paying them, but the mice, they're doing it, they're forcing them. Ve'agazlonim, people that steal in public. Bavli explains, talking about the gezel from a cher shoyt ve'katam, which is not a deraisa. Ve'kol ha'chashudim al momen, anybody who's suspicious about money, edus u'metel, you can't accept his edus. The roim, the shepherds, are the ones who are grazing behemodako, that they ruin the other fields, because they run away to the other fields. So who's the bandarma that said mefi chayonim is asur? Rabbi Lazar, the Tanina Tamon, we learned there. Shnayim b'shem Rabbi Lazar, two things came in name, were said in name of Rabbi Lazar. One is yoytzi yisho b'yushel zov, a woman could go out to Rishus Rabim on Shabbos with his jewelry that has a design of Yerushalayim on it, because there's no chashash that he's going to take it out and show it to somebody, because only Isha Chashuva goes with his jewelry. That's one thing in the name of Rabbi Lazar. The second thing is, the ones that play with the birds, they're possible in Eidus. So that's, as we said over here in our Mishnah. Now our Mishnah spoke about Eidus HaChodesh. There's a similar Mishnah, Masechet Sanhedrin, speaking about a regular Eidus. So says the Gemara, do we say also the Mishnah Sanhedrin is like a Lazar? Like we said over here in our Mishnah? There everybody agrees. What does it mean everybody agrees? We know that someone who's mafir chayonim is possible for any edus that has to do with money, monetary edus. What's the chiddush of Blazer? It's a bigger chiddush to say that someone who's not so careful with money, he's going to come and give a false testimony that has to do with killing somebody. So that's the chiddush of Blazer, that he's suspicious about that. Rabbanan disagreed with that. Eidei HaChodesh is equivalent to Eidei Nefashos, because it's not a monetary thing. It's a thing that has to do with what Am Yisrael is going to do, how they're going to count the month. So here Rabbanu will say that someone who's choshed because he's a mafrei chayonim, he's not trusted for mammon, he is trusted for Eidei HaChodesh. Rabbi Lazar disagrees, and the same way Eidei Nefashos says he's not trusted, he's not trusted for Eidei HaChodesh as well, and that's in our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lazar. Say more about Tani, but we learn Zaklal, the rule at the end of the Mishnah. Kol Eidus Shein Eishak Sherelo Afhem Einak Sherelo. When a woman can't testify, they also can't testify. Mantani Sarabana. Mashma, that they're Neman to any Eidus that a woman is Neman. But according to Rabbi Lazar, they're not Neman to anything. Tinin Fasher is not Neman to any type of Eidus. They should not be Neman also for Eidus Shein Eishak Sherelo, like Eidus of a Soito. So that goes according to Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Rabbanon care Blazer, more delay or plinging the loy. Rabbanon agree with the Blazer or disagree with the Blazer. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoinim Shabchuno, kulon de Rabbi Blazer. Meaning, says the Gemara, yeah, Ablaza holds that these Eidim are pasul for din nefashos, the pasul of many things, but they're not pasul for Eidus Isha. We're not machmir in these type of Eidus, even for these for the Eidim that according to Ablaza are usually pasul, they won't be pasul in the case of Eidus Isha. Here's the Gemara that we base on Dalef. Asin idu plagavoso, kiilim plagavoso. I mean, the machlokes of Rabbanim Ablazer, people that are chashur for mamin, or the chashur for everything else, is like the following machlokes: the tani ed zoimim posul b'chol edus shabatoyu di Rabbi Meir. It says the ed zoimim, someone who's found out that he lied because the ed zoimim, or the other edim said that at that time they testified he was with them, so he's posul to all edus. My base he must have been mentioning to zoimim beis nefashos. That's only if he's a zoimim beis nefashos, he's posul to all edus. Alayim to zoimim beis mamoin. But if he's zoimim only edus mamoin, ala mamon nechshod, we mamon nifsle. He's only choshed for mamonis, only for monetary things, and he's posul only to testify about mamonis. So our mayor argues in that because he set a rule where ed zoimim is always posul. So Kud Zigmara asked the Abayi Karabon, and Abayi goes like Karabon that someone who's posul edus mamoin, he's not posul for other edus. For there a mayor Kabbalazer, mayor goes like a blazer, the one who's posul edus mamoin for monetary things, he's posul for everything else, including din and nefashos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph.